Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, if we could say hello to our listener, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
That's right. He's got something a little bit irritating to tell us, right? He's going out with a girl. He makes a point of not saying her name on this email, right? But she really wants to be a TV presenter. Mm. A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you want to be a TV presenter, you normally have to make a show reel, which is like a video of yourself in different situations, seeing how you cope with the camera.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, presumably she wants to do it because it's a fairly easy job, and I would imagine fairly high paid.
Would you have thought so?
I've no idea. Anyway, she is constantly making videos of herself presenting these kind of mock TV shows because she really wants to get on. And let's face it, there are millions of channels now. You can turn on it in the evening and you can see all those quiz channels. They've all got presenters. All the shopping channels have got presenters. A lot of people.
What you're saying is any old idiot can get their own TV show.
Pretty much these days. So I can see what she's trying to do. Do you know what I mean? I think she just works in an office at the moment. She wants to be a TV presenter. But it's annoying, Chris, because they can't go anywhere anymore without him having to be the cameraman for her latest video.
Oh, he doesn't want that.
Oh, God. Can we just make another show reel this weekend? Sure, darling. To the point where they went on holiday to Florida just before Christmas, and Chris had to spend the whole time being...
Filming her.
Yeah, but not in a good way. being the cameraman for a kind of mock holiday programme. That would get on your nerves after a while.
Too right, it would.
I mean, I'm all for people following their dreams, but seriously, oh, I have to get the camera out again. Hello and welcome to Disneyland. This is never going to appear on television, and it is ruining our holiday. I feel your pain, Chris, I really do.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. This is Radio 1.
Hello, Scott, it's 5:14. Right, so yes, I have done this show, which is called Sally Morgan Star Psychic, and it's on ITV2. Why are you laughing?
I'm not. Where did you film it?
In a club in London in the daytime.
Because me and Dave had to film it somewhere where we would all be apparently very comfortable in a natural environment, and they took us to a bowling alley.
Oh. Mine was in a club.
Very nice.
Anyway, Sally is amazing. She knows everything, right? Now, when you watch the show, you might not think she's that amazing because she does come up with stuff that people already know, but she's pretty good. So here's the appearance for you right now.
Sally is on her way to her next celebrity reading.
Scott Mills, Radio 1 DJ.
That's me. And here's the actual me.
Oh, wow. This man has some very exciting news.
Right, so she knows already without...
She's just seen a photo of you, hasn't she?
And she knows that there's some very exciting news.
Off to a tanning salon.
And actually, I think you'll find she's very excited to be meeting me.
Yeah.
But how does he feel about meeting psychic Sal? Mm.
What, so she can pick up stuff already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not...
You sound very nervous.
I am a bit nervous.
Did they have to explain to you what a psychic was?
For a bit, yeah. What, so she knows stuff already. That's right, that's generally what a psychic is.
Oh, dear.
So I was nervous, but, you know, quite excited. And she's seen a picture of me. Yeah. I've been explained to what exactly a psychic does. And now this bit.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Very nice. I'm going to give you a kiss. Oh, I love that.
Two kisses, showbiz.
Two kisses, very nice. What does she say there? Is that something about her tassels or something?
No, she doesn't.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Very nice. I'm going to give you a kiss.
I'm going to give you a kiss. Hold on.
All right.
There was an instant connection.
Like really bonded.
Instant connection between us.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Very nice. I'm going to give you a kiss.
Did you part immediately after the second kiss, or was there a bit of holding on?
I pretty much got out of there. Anyway, as you can hear, an instant connection, and she did come up with some astounding revelations whilst on this show.
I like the agent that you have.
You do?
You had big changes there.
I did.
And I'm very pleased.
So she likes my agent.
Right. Was your agent there at the time?
No.
What's this got to do with you?
Well, she likes the
She
agent,
likes the agent that's booked you for her show.
Yeah. She's very happy with my agent.
Who thought it'd be a good idea for you to go on her show, so she likes your agent.
I like the agent.
Thank you very much for booking him on my show.
D- Does she know? Did she know who your agent was? Do you think maybe she'd spoken to him beforehand?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it works like that, Trumper. Right. Okay. Are you suggesting that she might have spoken to my agent and he would have told her stuff beforehand?
Mm.
No,
maybe
I don't
some
think
exciting things were about to happen.
I don't
to
think
you,
that's for the example case. Are you ready for some very exciting news, though?
I'm on the edge of my chair again.
By Sally Morgan, star psychic.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You're going to be offered a television programme, and it will have quite a high profile attached to it.
Right.
You must say yes to it.
I should.
Oh, definitely. Have you been offered the lottery?
Yes.
You're choking. Have you really?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Scott, you're going to do it. Oh, you're going to do it.
Now, I do that every week.
Yeah. Surely, could you not have got that just by turning on the telly?
It was filmed a while ago.
Was it filmed before you ever hit the button?
Yeah.
Right.
But it made no sense because it went out last week, so it made Sally look a bit silly. So I've done it for the last 6 months.
She could have read it in the Radio Times. Presumably, though, she's right, the big show is upstaged. Is that what she means there?
Maybe, I don't know. We didn't go into that.
Did she not mention that one?
We went deep into my childhood. Are you ready?
Yes.
When I look at you when you were younger, I can see, like, this female influence around you.
Yeah.
I'll be your mum, will it?
Probably.
When I look at you when you were younger, I can see, like, this female influence around you.
So we are. I'm going to do the lottery.
Did she say which female? Just that?
Yeah, just that. Not so, could have been my mum.
Judy Garland.
Can't think of any others, really. And then we say goodbye.
You're so right on so many things.
Am I, darling?
Yeah.
Give me a kiss. I love you, darling.
Oh, we embraced for a while.
Did you have to give her a kiss for everyone she got right?
You're so right on so many things.
Am I, darling?
Yeah.
Give me a kiss. I love you, darling. You're gorgeous.
Hang on.
What?
So at the end of the whole thing, right, she said that you were going to present the lottery,
yeah,
which you'd already kind of agreed it had been in the Radio Times.
No, it hadn't.
And that you had a mum.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
That is astonishing.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
Did she come up with anything suitably astounding with you when you were on?
I've completely forgotten.
I had until today, but thanks for reminding me with clips of the show. I really appreciate it.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, thank you to this person who sent me the link about this girl on YouTube. We don't know if this is Chris's girlfriend at all, right? Because he said in his email that they went to Florida when he had to be the cameraman for our latest TV show reel. And this one's in Spain. But it might be another one of their holidays they've been on.
Yeah.
It might be someone completely different. I don't know. Chris, if you're listening, maybe you want to get in touch and let me know if the clips I'm about to play are your girlfriend. Right, this has obviously, I don't think, been on any kind of holiday programme. It's not been on Wish You Were Here.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't think so, because of the constant wind noise whistling past the microphone. Anyway, here she is.
Here I am in the Costa del Sol, which is the southernmost part of Spain, meaning coast of the sun.
Wow. You know that?
For years I've wondered what that meant.
Yeah, it means coast of the sun.
Yeah. Well, she's informative, isn't she? Educational.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Her boyfriend's thinking, oh, God, I'm on holiday, right? We don't spend that much time together, because normally, most weekends, I'm out making a TV audition reel for her. We're on holiday now. I want to sit by the pool, have my all-inclusive cocktails, read my book, maybe listen to my MP3 player. No.
Whilst I'm here, I've decided to explore as much of the coast as I can. So come with me as I take you on a journey along the beautiful Spanish coast.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to explore as much of the coast as I can.
I want to go back to my son.
I'm on holiday.
It's 2 o'clock here in Spain now, which means a lot of the shops shut for their siesta. They still do it.
Yep.
So I was about to go shopping, but unfortunately I can't. So I'm going to have to go for a drink instead. Come with me.
He's thinking I should be having a siesta as well.
She's quite bossy, isn't she?
Come with me.
Now.
Come with me.
Right. Okay, can we go back to the hotel now, love? Right, we've got to do one more bit, hang on.
I'm having a traditional Spanish meal now, Spanish tapas. I've got tortilla, which is Spanish omelette. Also, prawns in a spicy garlic sauce. And of course, no meal would be complete without some vino. Cheers.
Right, so he's thinking, oh, brilliant, we're going to at least have something to eat now. No, I've still got a film. She's going to have a traditional Spanish meal.
Yeah. And have the wine.
Well, I think after all that eating, drinking, shopping and sightseeing, there's just one thing left to do.
Yeah, go back to the hotel.
How about you come aboard my luxury yacht?
Oh, God. Where does she get a luxury yacht from?
I don't believe this is hers.
On a made-up travel show.
Actually, I lie. That's the real owner.
Funny as well.
Yeah.
So from me, it's adios, amigos. I'm off back to England.
Adios, amigos.
Did it end with her boyfriend pushing her overboard?
Yeah, she would by that point, wouldn't you?
So from me, it's adios, amigos. I'm off back to England.
Right, so I've not had one siesta, one inclusive cocktail. I've not read my book or listened to my MP3 player. And now we're going back to England. Thanks, love.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Chuck.
Hello.
Scott.
Yes, it is Scott. Who's
Hi,
that?
David.
Hi, David. Where are you?
Well, on the A127, just pulled over.
Oh, where's that then?
Well, just coming from towards Basildon.
Oh, yes, it towards Basildon. I thought so. Yeah, how can I help?
My girlfriend is training to be a beautician. Well, she's at London College Fashion, and I regularly have to have makeup put on me to practice.
Oh no, you're like.
And I've even woken up one time to look in the mirror, looking like a clown, thinking, "What the hell?" And she's actually done me while I've been asleep, fully done my makeup.
Did you while you're asleep?
Yeah, and I then was asking how to get it off, but she was in too much of a hurry to go to uni to help.
Well, so you wake up and you're like Dale Winton?
Yeah, that was it.
Amazing.
Is it just makeup, or is she like giving you manicures and pedicures and waxing?
No, it'd be all right if there was some massages or something, but no, it's just makeup.
Right, that's great. Is that worse than the guy whose girlfriend wants to be a TV presenter?
I would rather do that, I think.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you look so silly, you can sort of, you know, keep it.
Yeah, it's pretty time-consuming, though.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Earlier, we were talking about Chris and his girlfriend who wants desperately to be a TV presenter. And Chris, being the loving boyfriend, most weekends, and even when they go on holiday, like they did to Florida just before Christmas, has to make TV show reels with her all the time. Now, we are playing clips of a girl that we found on YouTube. We don't still know, because Chris hasn't been in contact, whether that is her or not. But there is a girl on there that's done lots of holiday-type shows, which I don't think have ever been on TV. And that's her kind of audition. We don't know whether it's her or not. I don't think they've been on TV, because the wind is listening through the microphone quite a lot. Adios, amigos. Right, on that subject, Rob has been on.
Yeah.
He lives in Taunton, and his girlfriend wants to be an air stewardess, right? And it's good. Often practice on him, right? He has to sit there while she just kind of, like, comes around and asks him if he wants a drink. Seriously, this is what they do in the evenings. Do you like a drink? Chicken, beef, or vegetarian option? That must be brilliant. Like, you could just sit there. Imagine being an air stewardess's boyfriend. Just sit there. All right, look. Boo! Just press the button. Excuse me, I can't make this TV work. Could you make it work for me, please? I don't fancy the chicken or the beef. I'm vegetarian. Is that all right?
Maybe when they're not
and
in the air.
And another drink. Boo! That's all right.
Maybe when they're not in the air, though, they don't want to wait hand and foot on people. Do you know what I think?
Do the oxygen masks fall from the ceiling as well? Do you get a whistle
strange
for attracting attention in case you land in a disco?
Yeah, because air stewardesses have their houses set out like the inside of planes, don't they?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ryan in Northern Ireland is the boyfriend of an air stewardess.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear what he thinks about it?
Yeah.
It's nothing like how you imagined.
Oh, I just saw
being
that text,
waiting on hand and foot.
Yeah, apparently they don't like work your TV for you if you press the button.
Apparently, irregular hours and bad flyers equals one grumpy-ass girlfriend.
Really?
That's Ryan in Northern Ireland.
They don't make you drinks and stuff. We'll stick a little sticker on you when it saying, please wake me for food.
Johnny's another one. All right, Scott, my girlfriend's an air stewardess and it ain't all that.
All right. They get a bit moody, I guess, after a long flight. You would, wouldn't you, really?
Sounds like they could be the worst girlfriends.
I get really ratty after flight. What, you think air stewardess is the worst?
Well, I'm only going on the... I'm just doing it as a survey off the text.
See, I don't
so
think we
far,
should go down this road.
100% of boyfriends of air stewardesses think they're bad girlfriends.
Good luck next time you get on a plane, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm not trying to go out with them.
No, you just...
I'm sure they're perfectly
they're
pleasant
bad
in the
girlfriends.
Sky.
You're saying they're bad girlfriends, you are.
That's what their boyfriends are saying.
Also, a girl has been on, doesn't leave her name, on the text on 8199 saying, hello, I'm a student nurse. My boyfriend doesn't let me practice on him. Okay.
Don't blame him.
Let's talk about them for a second, medical students. They smell funny, don't they? They do.
Do they?
They do. I've met a couple. The one that doesn't speak, I think, went out for a little while before he got married to his lovely wife, to a doctor type, a student doctor.
Right.
He knows this firsthand. In their labs and stuff, they have their own body, like a proper dead body, that they practice on. They don't take it back to their flat.
I was going to say, and then what do they do with it?
No, they don't take it home with them.
It's a pain to get that in your rucksack every morning.
Their flats do smell. Their houses do smell. There's this funny smell they've got. What's that fluid they smell of?
Dettol?
No, it's not like an antiseptic smell. It's like a kind of
I don't know. Right. I don't think I have to worry about air stewardesses having to go at me. I think the medical students are going to be on to you.
I bet a load of medical students will be on now on 811.
Saying, yes, we smell.
Yes, we do smell. Honestly, they will. They know it. I'm not speaking out of turn here. I'd say it to their face. You smell.
Okay.
They do. Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, so there's a new show which is starting very soon on BBC Three, and it's already up online. You can have a look at bbc.co.uk/upstaged. It's for you if you think you've got what it takes to entertain the nation. You need to impress, you need to excite. You can upload a video of your special skill or talent. It can be singing, it can be dancing, it can be any kind of act. And what will happen is...
You personally check them.
I personally check them. And you can go and be a judge. There are no judges on this apart from you lot, the online people. So go online, have a look at all the people that have put their video on there so far. And if you think you've got what it takes, if you really think you've got talent and you want to make a show of yourself, you can upload your video for the whole of the online people to see at bbc.co.uk/upstaged. It's going to be online for the first 5 weeks, and then there's going to be a highlight show every night on BBC Three.
Who's that presented by?
That's presented by Scott Mills.
Wow.
So what's going to happen is people put their video on, and then they compete online to perform inside one of these glass boxes.
So are people in the boxes at the moment?
No, they start going in on Monday.
Okay.
And the best people... You can vote for people. The best people go head-to-head against each other in these big glass boxes, which are right slap-bang in the middle of Bristol, and they have to do whatever their talent is for 6 hours. Someone asked me earlier if the boxes are soundproof.
Yeah, are they?
Are they performing to themselves? That's a hilarious joke. No. You will be able to see
and hear them. That'd be quite a funny twist.
Online. It would be a good twist, wouldn't it?
To guess what kind of noise they're making. Have you found out yet whether they're... well, not bulletproof, but I mean kind of like whether you could shatter them by throwing anything at them.
I don't know whether you can throw rocks at them. I'll check that out. I'm going to Bristol tonight to have a look at the boxes, so I'll let you know.
That'd be an interesting trip for you.
Just going to look at the boxes and then come back.
And are they like suspended from anything, or are they on the floor?
They're on the floor.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Two big glass boxes. If you want to be in there...
So you could knock them over?
Doing your special talent, go online now. You have to put a video up there, all right? At bbc.co.uk/upstage. Actually, Katie from Bristol emailed earlier to say that, whilst a little bit drunk, she tried to get in the boxes in Millennium Square in Bristol on Saturday night. There's a big beefy security guard.
Oh.
Not having any of that. Right, so here's some of the people you can vote for online right now to go into the boxes. First of all, we have... a group called the Mandibles, okay? Now, just shout, Chopper, okay. when you want them to stop, all right? This is them. They're on there at the moment.
Stop.
Stop, is that...
Stop, get them off.
Right, okay.
If it is a soundproof box, can I vote for them to go in?
Sure. Okay, so that's the Mandibles. Mm. Another video's up there at the moment, which you can vote for, is the Karavik Sisters. Now, they're a duo, and they play the violin. And if you look closely at their video, which is on the Upstaged website at the moment, you can see people running away quite fast. Shout when you want to stop. Remember, they have to do this in a glass box for 6 hours. 6 whole hours.
I'd put them in a glass box 6 hours just to do everybody else a favour. Oh, that's what? Is that just one violin between the two of them?
Shout stop.
Yeah, stop. Right, I'd have to throw something at that box if they were in it.
That's
sorry.
Karavik Sisters. Would you be rocking the box?
I'd be trying to tip it over if like they were in there.
Like a Portaloo at a festival.
Yeah.
And then we have a guy called Chris Cohen, okay?
Mm.
Now, he's a bit famous already because he did a song on YouTube a while ago about Steve McLaren. So he's kind of famous already, but he wants to be more famous,
okay.
And that's why he's entered Upstaged. And here's his song about another famous person, a soap star.
Younger people always said to me, hey man, when you're older, what you wanna be? And I knew just to be the best that I could be. I wanna be like Carl Kennedy.
It's about Carl Kennedy.
I'd wake up looking out on Ramsey Street. I'd roll over and smile at Susan Kennedy. Pick up my bag and think what the day held for me. Another day with Carl Kennedy. Oh, he's got everything he wants, everything he needs. He's cheated on his wife with Sarah and his E. But he's still got Susan, so
that's all right.
Anyone
that's
can right. see it's not too shabby being Carl Kennedy.
I think he's the best one at the moment, so yeah. If you think you're better than him, then you should upload your video immediately at bbc.co.uk/upstaged. You win a big prize, and you get to perform your special talent, whatever it is, in these glass boxes.
I hope he's got a large back catalogue, if he's in there for six hours.
I know. Right, so we need you to go and
he's
vote.
He's just reading out Carl Kennedy's family now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's going through the whole of Ramsey Street. Go and vote for who you like at bbc.co.uk/upstage. And if you think you've got a special talent to entertain the nation for 6 hours, put your video on now. Thanks.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who are you?
Harry.
Hi, Harry. How can I help?
We do smell.
Right, are you a medical student?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the smell?
Hide.
Pardon?
Formaldehyde.
It is formaldehyde. That was the word I was looking for, right.
So
I'm not speaking out of turn here. I mean, when I say medical students smell, I'm not being rude. It's true, isn't it?
It's very true.
Apparently, especially if you don't double glove, someone says. Is that true?
Yeah.
Right, I don't know what that means, but apparently...
If you don't double glove...
I think you have to double glove when you're doing stuff, otherwise you really
smell. You've been rubbish, because you've only got the one level.
We've got Gemma on saying, I'm a 6 foot tall, size 10 stunny. You're so cheeky. I happen to be medical student. I smell pretty. No, you do smell. Just no one's told you.
Radio 1.
Hello, it's Scott. It's 6:07. Now, apparently, when you're at home... with an air stewardess, if you're going out with them, right? They do not bring you drinks or food.
It shocks you, this, hasn't it?
And they don't help you to work the TV or anything. Or show you where the emergency exits are in the event of an emergency, in the unlikely event. See, I thought they'd be some of the best girlfriends to go out with, but it turns out that's not the case.
Well, according to our very unscientific survey, they're the worst.
Air stewardesses are some of the worst people to go out with.
Grumpiest.
Well, yeah, when they're not in the sky, they're quite grumpy. But they do have to smile all the time while they're up there, though, don't they? So I can imagine they don't want to do it when they get home. Face like a slapped bottom. And as someone texts in, air stewardess girlfriend, no chance of boarding whilst drunk. Thank you very much.
I like that. That's good, that.
Do you want to do it?
No. You've delivered it. It's perfect.
That was quite a good delivery as well.
It was.
I'm not sure you could better that.
Yeah, well done. You did very well.
Now, at the moment, it's between air stewardesses and medical students as the worst people to go out with. Unless anybody knows any different on 81199. This text has come in. Scott, it's so true. I went out with a dishy doc once, but had to call it all off because he smelled of old people and wee. Once came home with poo on his trousers. That's not a good look, is it? Okay, bye.
Dear.
Nice going out with you, doctor. Let me know, 81199. We've got air stewardesses and medical students. They're the worst people to go out with so far.
Ron.
Scott Mills.
Ron. Radio. Ron. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.